Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Taurus Moshe around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Sukkah, we're doing Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, in the Gemara, it's on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah starts. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Arba Asrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom Achas B'Laila. Rabbi Elazar says, during the Yantav of Sukkahs, you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah, one in the morning, one in the evening. And Rav says it means two every day for the whole 7 days of Yantav. Tosfos Yantav brings the reason from the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, because the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis, it says, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. Teshvu came to Dura. You're supposed to live in the Sukkah for the 7 days just as you do in your house. So just like in your house back then, that was the minig, they would eat once in the daytime and once in the evening. So too, in the Sukkah, you're supposed to eat once in the day and once in the evening. And the Rambam says, no, it's telling you not that many you should eat, but you should be living the Sukkah like that should be your main place of living. Kedira, madira yibayachli bayloachal. In your house, you want to eat, you eat. You don't want to eat, you don't have to, you don't want to eat. Sukkah too, if you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. The Meiri points out that Rabbi Elazar should have told you how to eat 15 meals in the Sukkah over the whole Yantav, because Shabbos is one of the days of the 7 days. And Shabbos, you're supposed to eat 3 meals. But Rabbi Elazar is only mentioning, including the chiv of the sudas that come because of your normal everyday lifestyle. And he's not talking about the chiv that comes because of Shabbos, where the suda, third suda comes because of the mitzvah. So he just says, eat every day regularly like you normally eat. The Chum say, no, there is no special limit, like I mentioned before. They say, in your house, you want to eat, you don't want to eat, do whatever you want. The Rav Rashi says, again, they add on, if you do want to eat during Sukkot, don't eat outside of the Sukkah. But if you don't want to eat, you want to fast, you can fast. Nobody should has any bother of talking to you. Tosfos Yantav explains that the Lashon of the Rav and Rashi, Einis Kokimlo, they say, if he wants to fast, Einis Kokimlo. Okay? You don't get involved with him. He says, that's a din of Sukkah. But certainly, it's Aser to fast on Yantav, even on Chol HaMoed. Okay? So it's not that you're allowed to fast. It's just like Sukkah is not the thing that the fact that you're not eating the Sukkah is not the problem. Okay? But you can't fast on Yantif or even a Chol HaMoed, and on Shabbos you have to have your three sudas. And also, the Rush writes in Brachos Perek Zayin that on Yantif you have to eat pas. You have to eat bread. Okay, it's just that if it rains, you could leave the Sukkah. And in that it's talking about, we're about to continue in the Mishnah, Chutz Milele Yantif. So the Mishnah is telling you, Chum say, there is no special amount you have to eat, except, and as the Mishnah continues, Chutz Milele Yantif Rishon Shel Chag Bavad. The first night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Rashi says, you can't fast that first night of Sukkot. And the Rav explains, because we learn Chamisha Asar from Chag HaMatzos, from Pesach, just like eating matzah the first night of Pesach is a chiyuv, you have to do it. And after that, you don't have to eat matzah the rest of Pesach if you don't want. Sukkah 2, you have the same thing you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night. Now, in Arachayim Simen Tav Resh Lametes, if Gimel says, Achila b'sukkah b'leil yantav rishon chofer, it's a mitzvah, you have to eat, an obligation, you have to eat the first night of Sukkahs in the Sukkah. And it says, Afilu achol gezayis pas yotzidei chavah. So even if you just had a gezayis of bread, that's good enough, you are yotzi your obligation. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan Yotes says that it means that the first night of Sukkahs, you have to eat in the Sukkah, and even if all you ate was a gezayis, that is fine. As opposed that any night afterwards, you don't even have to eat the gezayis in the Sukkah. If you wanted to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah, but there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. And the Chartzin, Sivkat Manbalov, says that he didn't copy Chavos Chaim says, I didn't copy what it says, the Taz says, that you're mechayiv to eat even if it's raining. Okay? Because we say Mechaber didn't get into this whole thing about this big machlokas, because some of the Rishonim say mitztar yapotcha even on the first night, and some say you're not chayev, even if you mitztar, you still have to eat in the sukkah. So the Mechaber didn't want to get into this, and he didn't mention that, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says he didn't get into it either. And it's brought in the Maamar Mordechai, he says that the das is to patur even on the first night. And Mechaber is talking pshuto, as he says that he didn't want to mention that, and he didn't get into it. And Dirshu, Os 27 brings that if on the first night of Sukkot you didn't have kavana when you ate the first kezias, you didn't have kavana, you're doing it to Makai in the midst of Sukkah, so the Be'er Halacha mentions in Simon Samach Dalet, Devei Masel Yesh Omrim, that according to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Taf Ayin Hey, Sif Dalet, you are Yotzi B'di Eved. Because even though the halacha is mitzvah trichas kavana, still, as far as eating goes, the kavana is not ma'akev. You can get by even without the kavana because you're having hanoah with your eating. With pshat. Now, why is hanoah save you from having to have kavana of the mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simon Taf Ayin Hey, Sif Chav Ches explains that mitzvahs that don't have any hanoah of your body, if you didn't have kavanah for the mitzvahs, you're just like a mezuzah. It's like you're just walking around doing things without thinking, and it's not considered as you did a mitzvah. But a mitzvah that is tied together with eating, since you are getting some enjoyment as you're doing it, so even if you didn't have a kavanah that you're doing a mitzvah, but the fact that your body is having hanoah from the food, it's not like you're misasa. It's not like you're doing things just randomly, because you're doing it and you're getting hanoah. So you're having kavana to do the maisa, and that's what is necessary. So even though you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, kavana to do the maisa to get the hanoah, that is good enough. And according to the Bach over there, you wouldn't be yotzei regardless. The chidah in Myra Be'etzba Simetes Din Reish Tzamach Rish Tzadi writes that you have to have kavana beferish on the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night. That's learned out of the Hekesh from Matzah, besides the general kavana of the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah every day in the Yantif. So he does even going further, not only you should have a kavana that you're sitting in the sukkah, you should have a kavana that you're eating is to be yitza, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Mission continues. Be'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishal Achal Leila Yantiv Rishon Yashlam Leila Yantiv HaAcharon. Eliezer says if you didn't eat the first night, you can still make up for it then last night. And Rashi the Rav says you should finish. According to him, you should finish your suda on Shmini Atzeres. Even though you're not eating in the sukkah, you can make up the suda that you didn't do before by eating on Shmini Atzeres the suda. Taisus Yantiv brings from the Gemara. He says you're chayiv to eat in the sukkah, and since then the last day is Shmini Atzeres, there is no sukkah. So, and even if he wanted to sit there for a shame mitzvah, he'd be ivor and bal tosef. So, what kind of makeup is this? He missed the mitzvah of eating the sukkah that Rebbe said you had to eat in the sukkah, those 14 meals. So, how is it? But he's eating Shmini Atzeres in his house. How does that make up for anything? So he says that the Gemara says that Rebbe Elazar changed his mind. He went back, like the Chamim, as Rashi explains there, to say that there is no set amount of eating except for the first day of Yantif. And that he argues, and he says there is that one day, night that you didn't eat, you can make up for it just like you can make up for karbanis that you didn't do on the first day. You can make up afterwards, even on Shmini Atzeres. And the Taisus asks, so he should also learn from Pesach, just like the Rabbanan. And we don't find that for the first night of Pesach, there's Tashlumim. If you didn't eat your matzah the first night of Pesach, you can make up for that. And he says, Rabbi Lezer went back from what he said you need to eat in the sukkah, and he just wanted to say that you need to have 14 meals, not that you have to have the 14 meals in the sukkah. Okay, so even if he missed the first meal, in the first night, he can make it up. It's just the meals he's worried about. And certainly any other suddas he missed, he could make up as well. Okay, now, chamayim in ledav tashlum, there is no makeup. I'll say namar, that's what it says. in Koheles Perk Alaf Pasuk Tesvav, Mu'uvus LaYochol Liskon, this twisted thing that you can't straighten out, V'chisaron LaYochol Himanos, and something missing that can't be counted anymore. The first Yisrael says, also in Chagiga Perk Alaf Mishnah Vav, it mentions this kind of thing about something that's missing and you can't be make it up. And he wonders if it's mentioned over there and it's talking about something else, why is it talking over here about something else? That pasuk, it sounds like it's going into different things. So he says that it must be that he's telling you here that you can't fix the seudas mitzvah that you lost. And that's going in the first part of the pasuk. It says, Mu'uvas la yuchal liskon, klal. There's nothing you can do. It's twisted out of all recognition. There's nothing you can do to make up the suitors that you missed. But over there, it's talking about someone who didn't bring his olis riyo and his shalmi chagiga. Okay, there, after the regal, he can make up the ola and the shlama, but it won't be yantif ola shlama. He can bring a carbon. Ola, he can bring a shlama. It won't be a yantif. So he can fix it a little bit. He can bring the bus, he can bring the karbanis, but not as yantif karbanis. So that goes on the last part of the pasuk. V'chisaron layuchli himanus. It can't be counted, but it is a little bit lost, but you make up a little bit of it. But since it says there in the end of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, Ezumus Sheni Yochel Iskon, and he's talking there about, that goes into the next Mishnah, I think it's Mishnah Zion there, in the first parak of Chagig, it's talking there about someone who was over Navera and a mamzer was born, and nothing you can do to fix that. You see that there's a machlokas, and it sounds like the Tanakhama is also going on the same. He's arguing about the Mu'uvas part, and it sounds like the Tanakhama is also going on the Mu'uvas part. He's arguing one with the other. So it must be the other way around. The Taisavant says that over there, since the regal was already finished, okay, so you look at the second part of pasuk. You look at the part of the pasuk Mu'uvas LaYuchad Liskon. That's something twisted. You can't fix because the karbanis of the regal that he was chayiv and he didn't bring. He can't fix them at all. But here that he can still on the eighth day in Shmini Atzeres, and a little bit of the regal is still in front of him that he could eat other sudas of that day. So he learns from the end of the pasuk Chisaron LaYuchad Himanos that the suda which he should have eaten on Yantif. Okay, he can fix a little bit that he's going to eat the Suda on Shmini Atzeres. Still, the number 14, he couldn't make up that he missed one during Sukkos. Okay, it must be also that it's possible, he says, the Rebbe Lezer also says it's a chisaron that it can't be counted, because even though he can make up the Sudas, he can't make up the mitzvah of the Sukkah that he missed on the first day of, on one of the days of Sukkos. Okay, moving on to the next Mishnah. We're in Perek Beis Mishnah Zion in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Ches Min Aleph. It says, Misha Hirosh Veruba Sukkah V'Shechana Sukkah Beis. He was sitting with his head and most of his body in the Sukkah, but his table was outside in his house. And Rashi and Daf Beis Min Beis, the very Masuk Rosh Veruba, says that we're talking about back in those days when they would eat Behesebe, they'd be eating lying down, so they were on beds, and they would be on their left sides, and they weren't eating, sitting, standing, you know, straight up, sitting like we do. Therefore, has to mention Rosh Verubo to tell you that you need to have at least your head and your body, most of your body in that sukkah, and as opposed to a tiny sukkah, that your head would go in and your table or your body wouldn't, or your head and your body and part of the body and not your table. If it's not big enough to get everything together, it's no good. Beishame poslim. So in this case, that he had Rosh Verubo on the sukkah and the shulchan outside, Beishame says it's possible. Beishil machshirin. The Rav says Allah is like Beishame. Whether it's talking about a big sukkah, okay, and he's sitting on the entrance and his of the sukkah, he can fit into the sukkah, but his table is in his house, or it's even a small sukkah that he won't hold everything there. In any both cases, it's aser, because maybe he'll be yimashechach shulchan, if his food is on the table, he might be actually eating over the table, and the table is not with him in the sukkah, and that's no good. Tesis Yantif brings the parish of the Rav, and he says, this is a maskon of the Gemara and Gibbon with Aleph, that over there, there's a it mentions Misha Haya it says Misha Hayarosh Verubo, and it doesn't say Shein Masl. It doesn't say that the sukkah isn't big enough. It says Misha Hayah, he was sinning in such a way. So it must be, we're talking about it's a big sukkah, and still he wasn't sitting with everything inside the sukkah. But then it's kasha. What about it? Why does it say poslin umachshirin? Beis Shammai says poslin, Beis Hillel says machshirin. It should say either yotza or lo yotza. You yotza or not. So it must be that there's two-way machlokas, and it's telling you that someone who was sitting in such a way, Beis Shammai says you won't be yotza, and Beis Hillel says you are yotza even with part your body in the sukkah and your table outside. And the fact, this type of sukkah, which doesn't hold everything, that's when Beis Shammai posts them. They say that sukkah itself is pasul, and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. And the Rif writes, since they're all both put together with the same reason, the halachas like Beis Shammai, and both of them, whether it's a big sukkah, and you're not putting all everything together in the sukkah, you're not yotzei. And if it's a small sukkah, you can't fit everything, you're also not yotzei. And that's Beis Shammai Shita. Taisa Rikiv Eger brings that Taisa holds, it's actually two separate reasons. Because when it's not holding everything, it's puzzle because it's a dira srucha. It's not a fit place of living. You can't fit in your body and your table. It's not considered a good dira. And if it's a big sukkah and your shulchan is outside of the sukkah, there is a gezerah because of you might be drawn after the table, be sitting with your face over the table, which is outside the sukkah. So he says, we paskin like Beis Shammai as far of a sukkah, which is too small and can't hold everything, but not about the gezerah that maybe you'll be drawn after it. And he says that by a sukkah kitana, which is close to a sukkah gedola, what if he has a small sukkah next to a big sukkah? And most of his head and his body is in the sukkah kitana, which isn't Zion al Zion, but the shulchan's in the big sukkah. There the Rif went lakula, and Taisus went lachumra. Because according to the Rif, yotze, because there's no gzerash, I mean mashach, because his sukkah is also in the big sukkah. His table's in the big sukkah. But Taisus says it's possible, but still it's too small. He's sitting at dira srucha, and it's not good at all. Okay, continuing on the Mishnah. Amrahan Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was arguing Beis Shammai and said, Lo kachay ma'isa, wasn't there such a case? Shehocho zikne Beis Shammai, vizikne Beis Hillel, Levak, Reb Yochanan, Ben Acharani. The Zikainim of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel went to visit Reb Yochanan, Ben Acharani. Umatsu, Shai Yeshiv, Rosh Haru, Basukkah. They found him sitting with his head, most of his body in the Sukkah, Vishulchan, Basukkah, Pais. And his table was outside in the house. Velo Amrlo Tafi, they didn't say anything wrong with that. Taisus and Tafgilim went, Aleph, the Remasal to Amrlach money, as how do we know that if you, how are they learning from that Beis Hillel that if you do like Beis Shammai, it doesn't work at all? Okay, this is just about someone who's doing the like Beis Hillel, but it doesn't mean that if you did it the other way, if you did it like Beis Shammai, it wouldn't work. It must be, since we have to say here that Beis Hillel are machmir min rabbanan, and Beis Hillel says, we go after the Daraisa and we don't make Xera. So if you did like Beis Shammai, you wouldn't. Oh, Beis Hillel says it's nothing to do with Xera. It's the Daraisa that's the problem. Okay? Beis Hillel is Machmid Rabbanan, and Beis Shammai says it's Daraisa problem. So if you did like Beis Shammai says, you wouldn't be Yitzchova even Daraisa. Like we see Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai also, there's a case of Yosef Apiskla to Matalasa. He was sitting on the edge, and they made a gzera. Maybe he'd be pulled out. He was sitting on the edge of the threshold. And Beis Shammai there says, it's no good, because he might be drawn after his table. And he says here, Okiyamta mitzvah sukkah mi'imecha. You weren't Makayim sukkah at all. So even to your rice, you weren't Makayim. And since we see Beis Shammai is talking that way, we can understand that Beis Hillel would say differently. Okay, so Amalham, the Mishnah continues. Amalham Beis Shammai, Misham Raya. We're trying to be a Raya from what happened with Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharani. Avhem Amrlo, even that time, they did say, speak up. And they said, Im Kein Ha'yisanoig Lo Kiyata Mitzvah Mi'emecha. You would never Makayim Mitzvah Sukkah at all. So Yisanda says, Even though it's only Gzeira that maybe he'll be drawn after the table, still they told him you were not Makayim, even the Diyaraisa, as we said a moment ago, that the Chachamim have a right to say that if you do something not the way we want it, we're going to take away your Diyaraisa as well. But the Ron explains, Shlo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Korah, you didn't do the Mitzvah Sukkah the best way to do it, the way the Chum said it, but you were still going to get the Diyaraisa. The Dikti Seifrim have a Gersa without this Velo Amrlo Dafar. Okay, not that they even didn't, basically saying they never mentioned anything wrong with it. This it's no machlokus on what actually happened. Did they speak up? Did they not speak up? Okay, but it's just that learning from the Minigur, Rechon Ben Acharonis, that he showed that you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah like this with your table outside and you sitting inside. And Beis Shammai answered, no, the Beis Shammai said, you're not doing something correctly. But it's not a question of whether they spoke up or not. Everybody agrees on what actually happened, that Beis Shammai spoke up. And the Ritva learns, they told him, you were Mekayim the D'oraisa, but you weren't Mekayim the D'rabbanan. Okay, moving on. Berak Beis Mishnah Ches, the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Med Aleph says, "Nashim va'avadim miktanim peturim min hasukkah." Okay, women, slaves, and young children don't have the mitzvah of sukkah. Rav says, the pasuk says, "Va'yikra Berak Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis Kol Ezrich LiYisrael." Every citizen, the whole tzitzit nashim, women aren't included in that pasuk, because even though the mechayiv in eating matzah the first night of Pesach, the Nachayiv and Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. The answer brings Perish Rashi, because if it would have just said Ezrach, it would have mentioned, it would have included everybody that's in Yisrael, men, women included. So it says Ha Ezrach, it means only special type of Ezrach, and that would exclude the women. And what the Rav says, even on the Mechayiv, okay, to eat the matzah that Taisiyatu brings, that in Mishnah Vav we learn sukkah from the Gezeirah Shava from matzah. Okay, and without the pasuk here of Kol Ezrach, we would learn out the women also, because it's would be pater because the mitzvah essay Shizman Grama. Okay, so therefore we need the pasuk to say, don't go for the hekesh to matzah, and say that they're pater as well. Okay, so Mishnah continues. Katan she'in the tzarech le'imo chayiv b'sukkah. If a child is so young that he needs, he's not so young that he needs his mother, then he would mechayiv in sukkah. The Rav says anyone that wakes up and he doesn't call out mommy, mommy, okay, he doesn't need his mother, and he would be a chayiv in the sukkah. Less than that, they would wake up and call mommy, mommy. He needs his mother so much, he doesn't have to be in the sukkah, and that's the halacha. And this is, he mentions the Rav, he calls and he repeatedly calls until the mother finally shows up. He doesn't keep quiet until she comes to him. That's called Tzarech Le'imo. But if he just calls out once, he keeps quiet, he's not considered Tzarech Le'imo. Now the Aruch Chaim, Siman Taf Resh Mem Sif Beis, says, a katan who doesn't need his mother, who is about 5 or 6 years old, is chayiv in a sukkah, midrav banan, in order to mechanachim in mitzvahs. Shartzian. So Katan Gimel mentions that is if he is a sharp young child, and we figure from 5 years old. He's not so sharp, we go from 6 years old on up. But the Birach Gra writes in Hotatol Sofer in the Shulchan Aruch, where he says 5 years old, it's only from 6 years old on up. Now Dirshar Os 4 mentions from the Elora Rabba, Sukkot and Beis, and his Bikuri Yaakov, Sukkot and Dalad, and the Beis Meir over here, that they write that if he's sharp, he can even be Mechanachim from 4 years on up. Mishnah continues. Maisa Sheyolda Kalasa Shoshame Hazakun Pichas Maziva Besicha Gabi Amit Bishul Katan. There was a case happened that the daughter-in-law of Shalmai the elder gave birth, and Shammai took apart the plaster above, and he put schach on top of the cradle of the child. So Taisyans asks from the Gemara, he brings from the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches Med Beis, what do you mean? We just said a young child doesn't have to eat in the sukkah, and you bring me a maisa that sounds just the opposite, that he actually went to break apart his ceiling in order to make a schach over this baby. Okay, this certainly needed his mother. So Mara says, Chisuri Machzer Hagigam, but this part left out, that Shammai is Machmer. Shammai is Machmer. The main Mishnah says a young child is not Machoyev, but Shammai is Machmer, that even a young child is Machoyev in the Sukkah, and he brings the case of the baby of his grandchild. Okay? And the Ran says the Shammai is Machmer, Machayev and Chinuch, even if a cotton is needs his mother, since it's possible to do it, to be Mechayev him, okay, as much as possible, if he lets, and he's able to understand. And the Rabbanan say, since his mother is Pater from Sukkah, he's not considered Roy Lechinach Sukkah, as long as he needs his mother. The Rashash and the Marshal in Yavamah Staf Tesvav Ben Aleph explains that Shammai was not Mechanach this baby. That's not what actually happened here, but there was an older son, okay, that also needed the mother, and he didn't want to leave his mother even after the mother gave birth to another baby. He wanted to hang out by the mother, so therefore, since he was royal chinuch, he was older, Shammai did apart the roof, and he put the sach on top, and ordered mechanach the older child with the mitzvah of the son. Okay, moving on to the last mission of the parak. Parak Beis Mishnah Tes, the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and it says, "Kol Shiva Sayamim Ad Moses Ukasuk Fa Oveis Arai." All the 7 days of Yontif, your sukkah should be your main place of living, and your house should be the temporary. Rashi says most of your living should be done in the sukkah, and the Rav says if he has nice kelim or nice spreads, he should bring them into the sukkah. The first row adds, and his house should be just for temporary needs. The Archayim Simet HaFresh Lama Tes Sif Dala says, all 7 days he should be reading, he should learn inside the sukkah, but if he understands better and he learns better, he can do it outside the sukkah, so he should have a good, clear mind when he's doing. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Safkat Nechav Ches explains, it's better for him then to learn in his house, because it would make his mind at ease, and that helps to learning, so he wouldn't have to do it in the sukkah. The mission continues, Garduk Shamam, what if it starts raining? Meimim Saimut Lefanas, when can you empty out the sukkah? Rashi says what it means, when you can leave, when can you go out of the sukkah? Arachayim Simtaf Reish Lama Tesifav says, if someone was eating in the sukkah and it started raining, and he goes into his house, and then the rain stops, we had not machayev him to go back into the sukkah to finish his meal. Mishnah Berurah, he can finish his meal where he is. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Lama Ches says, but if he went inside the house because it was raining and he hadn't yet sat down to eat, then even though he had stopped eating in the sukkah and he went to the house, and now it stopped raining, he has to go back into the sukkah if it stopped raining. And in Sifkat Memvav, he says, if he made the bracha in the sukkah and he left, okay, for whatever reason, and he wasn't planning on going back, like here, because it was raining, he didn't figure he wouldn't have to go back. So he's reading Mesiach Das from the mitzvah, and when he goes into it, he has to make another bracha, a second bracha. You know, this happens 100 times in a day. So when can he leave the sukkah? Misha Tisrach HaMakfa, when his porridge would get ruined. Rashi says that any tafshil, which is congealing type of thing, it's not too thick, it's not too soft, kind of a Goldilocks type of porridge. Okay, Rav adds, most people don't like this kind of stuff, and with a little water, it will ruin it completely, and it's made from, like, split beans, okay, and that gets ruined quickly in the rain, not enough rain to ruin this type of a quick porridge. It gets ruined even more than any other porridge is a split bean porridge. So if it rained that much, as if he would have had this thing to eat in front of him, it would get ruined, then he can leave the sukkah right away. Tzvi Yisrael says, similarly, if your food starts getting icy from the cold, it starts getting frozen, or the airspace in there is all very humid and moist from the rain that already fell previously, and now you want to come back in the sukkah, and it's not a good atmosphere in your sukkah, or you might start because of flies or bees or it smells bad or it's cold, anything you would figure that if you're in a house you would leave, you're parted from the sukkah, and he brings that from the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah concludes, as the parak concludes, mashlo, mashlo, lama, davatama. I'll give you a mashlo, what is it similar to? Le'evit, shemazik, kos, l'rabav, shachlo, kisal, panav. An Evid was pouring for his master, and his master took it, and he spilled it back on his face. Rashi says, the rain is falling in the chag, is a summon klala. That's the mashal to the Evid. There's a klala happening here. Rav says, the Rebbe spilled it on his face, the water, that he doesn't want you. You try to pour something for him. I don't want it. Here, too, the rain is showing Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. The verse Yisrael says, we also see from this, Efshi, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, get out of here. You're not allowed to stay in the sukkah. Like it says in the Mishnah Berurah, someone who stays in the sukkah when it's raining, it's like a hedge doing something he shouldn't be doing. Tvar Eliyahu brings in Derech Drush that the Eved is coming to dilute the wine with water to make it not so strong. Similarly, Bnei Yisrael are coming with their mitzvahs to dilute the gzeris of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu pours out the water, he's showing that the gzeris is still going to be as strong as they were originally. And Chas V'Shalom, it won't be good for Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Reach me with any questions, comments, complaints at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.